Dubbed the biggest and busiest McDonald's in the world, the two-story restaurant went up in just 6 weeks and is designed to seat a whopping 1,500 people. And the seats haven't been left empty. Thousands have taken a break from the games and gotten in line for McDonald's trademark fast food. At the busiest times, the staff serves around 1,000 customers an hour. By the end of the games, McDonald's says it will have served about 50,000 Big Macs.
We like to say to them, and we want to bring them along.
At a news conference in the Olympic Park, McDonald's UK's chief executive, Jill McDonald, said it has been a long journey.
So we first started working on the Olympics in the UK 5 years ago. So it is really exciting to walk into restaurants, see our crew who are really buzzy, to see athletes and the media and customers buying food from us and enjoying it. It's great to see it finally come to life.
McDonald's has been sponsoring the Olympics for almost 40 years. Activists and nutrition experts have been critical, saying it's not the right company to promote health and sport. They say the food is high in fat, sugar, and salt, and low in nutrients. McDonald disagrees.
I don't think it's a valid criticism because we offer a breadth of menu that people can enjoy as part of a balanced lifestyle. So we have more indulgent options, but we also have lighter options.
But on the streets of the city, some Londoners told VOA they weren't too happy about McDonald's sponsoring their games.
Well, it's a bit of a contradiction in terms to think of a fast food giant as a sponsor for, you know, high-class athletes that probably won't touch McDonald's.
It doesn't sit too comfortably with me having big organisations, especially ones which are not that conducive to healthy living, being involved in sponsoring big sporting events like the Olympics.
Others look at it differently.
In all honesty, they're just such a large corporation. They're able to fund and sponsor such a large amount of money. So I can understand why it would upset people that an unhealthy brand sponsors sport. But unfortunately, that's the way of the world.
This McDonald's was created just for the games, to feed the tens of thousands of people in the Olympics Park every day. It will be torn down when the games are over, and 75% of the materials will be reused at other McDonald's in Britain. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.